Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. There is a saying that true love never runs smooth, and in the Royal Navy it doesn't even seem to sail smoothly. At least it doesn't for Sub-Lieutenant Phillips and Wren Chasen. Somehow, the pride of the service always seems to drop his biggest clangers as Lieutenant Murray is passing, and Heather suddenly finds Mr. Murray's company far more attractive than Mr. Phillips. Last night, however, something new was added. For once, Mr. Phillips remembered he had a date with Heather, but she didn't turn up. This morning, he wants to know the reason why.
Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Mr. Phillips.
Now, Heather?
Yes?
Don't interrupt. Heather, I demand to know what happened. I demand to know what happened last night.
You demand?
Yes.
You demand? Well, that's rich of all the nerves. How you have the sheer audacity to show your vacant little face in here at all this morning is quite beyond me.
Now, just...
Don't interrupt.
But you were the one who...
I was the one who was idiot enough to say that I'd meet you at the West Gate last night. I agreed, but never again. I tore through my work. I rushed back to my quarters to have a bath and change and ran all the way to the West Gate because I didn't want to... Leslie?
Yes?
How long were you waiting at the East Gate while I was waiting at the West Gate?
Well, hours. What do you mean?
West is on the left. You were at the wrong gate.
Nonsense. After all, I am the navigating officer, so I'm bound to know which is east and which is...
It all turned out very nicely in the end.
Did it? Well, I'm delighted. What did?
The evening. After I'd been waiting for an hour or so, Mr. Murray turned up and took me out instead.
Oh, good. What a bit... What? What? Number one took you out of the cab. He's no right to do that. He should have left you there to rot. No, I mean, What happened? Well, it won't stop here. I'll take it to the highest court in the land. I'll get Perry Mason. No, I won't. I'll get Dixon of Dockgate. That's the kind of man I am. Money, no object. And the next object is a vegetable. And in another... Where was I?
At the East Gate.
Yeah, they shut it. It's drafty. I'm surprised at you, what's your name?
Heather.
Yeah, thank you. How you could bring yourself to with a strange man like that. And whilst we're on the subject, whatever the subject is, there's another thing.
What?
I thought that would get you worried. Well, I'm not telling you. And you can stew in your own, what's his name? And you see if I care. I'm not here today and gone... whenever it is, you know. No, I wasn't there in the first place, you see. So that did you in the eye for a start. Now, let's get down to the facts.
Certainly.
Yes, don't interrupt. Now, as I see it, I don't intend to beat about doodah over this, because a beaten doodah is no use to man or... you were saying?
Nothing.
Well, I wish you would. I need time to breathe here. Now, what happened last night?
Well, it's none of your business, really, but after waiting all that time and you still didn't turn up, I agreed to go out with Stephen. We played bingo.
I bet you... You didn't want...
Good morning, Heather. Clickety-click. Kelly's eye, key of the door, house and all that.
Well, really.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Rather. You've still got the teddy bear we won.
Of course I have. He's on my dressing table.
Lucky chap. I wish I was Teddy.
I think I'm going to feel very peculiar.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Phillips. Didn't notice you were there.
So I gathered, sir.
What happened to you last night? Heather and I had a marvelous evening. Where were you?
Shivering at the East Gate.
East Gate? I thought you said he was to meet you at the West... Oh, surely not.
Well, it's a simple mistake. It could have happened to anybody. If anybody had cared, they'd have sent out a search party.
Yes, I suppose they would. Funny that. It just never occurred to me. Were you all right?
As if you were interested.
Well, I wasn't really, but it seems only civil to ask.
Oh. Charming. Is Captain Povian, please, Rem Chasen?
Why?
I should like to put him for a transfer to another ship.
Take no notice, Stephen. Just let him stew in his own what's-his-name.
Hello, you chaps. It's Captain Povian about, huh?
Not yet, Commander Beltran.
What? Oh, hello, number one. Here, I say. I'm surprised to see you about, come to think of it. You sly old dog and no mistake, what? Cracking little piece you were out with last night. You were on a winner there, all right. The bingo, I mean. My word. If I'd been 20 years younger, I'd have... Well, I didn't suppose I would, actually, but I'd have had a jolly good try. But you know, Phillips, you are listening, aren't you?
I'm all ears.
Yes, well, that's nice, isn't it? You can't help that. but you really should have seen this girl old Murray was with last night. What a corker. She'd got everything. She brought 99% of it with her as well. Just your type, too. She was blonde with an enormous... You know her already, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, well... There it is, then. It was just one of those strange coincidences, you know. My going to bingo last night and seeing them, I mean. Never been before, you know. The whole thing was a complete mystery to me, of course. But there were some wonderful prizes about. One couple went home with a great big teddy bear. And she said she was going to let him sit on her dressing table all... all I wanted was Captain Pernby, actually. Is he about yet?
Not yet, sir.
Oh, I'd better come back later. Oh, just a minute. Haven't I seen you before, young lady? Yes, I'm sure you have. Yes, yes, I'm sure I have. Yes, of course you were. You were the one with Murray last night, weren't you? Yes, you were the blonde with the enormous... enormous full moon there was last night, wasn't there? Yes. You don't know what time Povey's going to turn up, I suppose?
No, sir, I don't.
No, even if you did, you wouldn't tell me, would you? By the way, Phillips, old man, by the way, did yours turn up eventually?
My what, sir?
Well, the girl you were waiting for at the East Gate last night. You've got more patience than I ever had, you know. If I'd waited that long, I'd have known that either she wasn't coming or else I was waiting in the wrong... You were waiting in the wrong place, weren't you? Yes, I can tell you were. Yes, well, there it is then. If Povey turns up, I'll be in the, I have a feeling I'm in it already. Good morning.
Honestly, how one man can put 2 feet in it so often beats me.
I wouldn't say beats you, more like a photo finish.
Incidentally, is Captain Povey here?
No.
Odd. We had an appointment. He said he particularly wanted to see us.
Yes, I believe he did. And that's why he was in his office early. He wanted to get some paperwork done before he left.
Left? Left for what?
Well, I just look in his diary. Oh. He's got an appointment with Commander Bell, Lieutenant Murray, and Sub-Lieutenant Phillips aboard HMS Troutbridge.
What?
At 10 o'clock sharp, which was over 15 minutes ago.
Come on. He was supposed to be coming to see us, not us to see him. Quick, we must get back to the ship. We've kept him waiting 20 minutes already.
And the only forlorn hope is that CPO Pertwee has kept him amused. And hopes don't come much forlorner than that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they won't be much longer, Captain Povey, sir. No, in the meantime, how about a mug of cuckoo?
No, thank you.
Well, perhaps a glance at the papers to pass the...
I've seen them.
Oh, will you care for a cigarette, sir? There's some in that box.
I don't.
Well, an hand or two of cold, perhaps. I'm not very good, but if you teach me, I'm sure of the steak put on up, I'd see...
No.
No? Oh. Well, how about the radio, sir? There's a mid-morning story on about...
No.
No? Oh.
All I want you to tell me is where all your ship's officers have vanished.
I'm sure they'll be here shortly, sir. Keen eye, bright as buttons, and ever alert, sir. Ever hoping to serve in some modest way.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yes, well, perhaps that was going a bit far.
Now,
Is there anything else of any sort at all that you'd like, sir?
Yes, Chief, there is. I'd like to inspect the ship, starting with the spar.
Certainly, sir.
Leonard. No. Oh.
No, you wouldn't, sir. You wouldn't enjoy it. 1 foot outside this cabin door, sir, and there's a wind that cuts right through you. And for a man of your age...
What?
I beg your pardon. I mean, you're far too valuable an officer, sir, to take the risks of catching cold or copping a nasty attack of the bronchitis. You know, I had a relative once, a lovely lad, yet Monday, right as rain, he was, so he went out in a downpour. Tuesday, caps off, all gone. Yeah, great tragic, that was. But I had a great aunt once. But once removed, she was. Well, twice, actually. The second was after the 4th 5 gale. Gave her when she wasn't looking. And then an uncle on his wife's side.
Bertie, I want to see those stars.
No, you don't, sir. Take my word. As one who has seen them. You don't want to go with me. Look, sir, why not have a nice mug of cocoa instead?
Can't we? That's not.
Well, there's a liberty. There's a liberty. Me bon mood whipped right out of the chop.
Hello, sir. Sorry to have kept you waiting. We thought the meeting was at your office.
Yeah, I trust the chief has seen you had everything you wanted, sir. Mug of cocoa, cigarette, morning papers. Quick game of cards or mid-morning story on the radio, sir.
You needn't bother. I was offered all those things. The one thing I did want to do was to inspect this ship, starting with the stores. Unfortunately, you two are so late, there won't be time.
Huh? Oh, what a shame. Oh, sir. There was I, all set to give you a personally conducted tour and now.
All right. Didn't accept the fact that I was offered everything except a blasted bingo session.
No. Well, if I'd known...
Kids game.
It's not, you know.
Yes, it is.
You're just jealous because Heather and I won a teddy.
Who wants a teddy? Besides, I've got one.
Gentlemen, please, do you think we could get back to naval matters?
And the gollywog.
I bet your teddy isn't as big as ours.
But it is.
Tears.
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 Quiet, all of you!
Oh, I never said a word!
Then don't. Originally, I wanted to see you about something else, but now an emergency has come up, and you'll have to put to sea at once.
During the fleet exercise 2 days ago, the destroyer Makepeace was off Chelsea built. And during some anti-submarine tactics, she fired off 6 depth charges.
Oh, yes, sir.
Unfortunately, none of them went off.
Oh, no, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. Somewhere, a lot too close to the coast to be healthy, are 6 unexploded depth charges. It's your job to go out, find them, and blow them up.
With pleasure, sir. Just you leave it. Oh, there's a bribe.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I've got them. Ooh, a nasty attack of the bronchitis. What a shame. Ooh, I'm so sorry. I shan't be able to go big bang hunting. Out of the way, sir. Ooh, I'm catching.
Hey! Let me come back here. You're sailing with us no matter how many you...
Yeah, Pertwee, a sea trip is just the thing for the bronchaticals.
No, it's not, sir. It can turn bronchaticals into punimunicals. And even asthmatical punimunicals.
Nasticals. I mean, it's a wonder I didn't get them when I was waiting at the East Gate last night.
I'm on the bridge, all of you, and put to sea immediately.
But surely Makepeace could pick up those depth charges, sir, and she dropped the beastly thing.
Just clumsy lot.
Oh.
Yes, agreed, but she's no longer in the area. Besides, I don't want to risk her being blown up.
Hey!
No, what a chief! Obviously, no choice. Stand by to put to sea.
Now then, with the sun's true bearing at sunset on Shrove Tuesday at 43 degrees north of west, and the pole star 2 degrees east of north on the Great West Road, where there's a speed limit unless equipped with means of reversing on odd dates only, I'd say what we need now is a bit of twiddle that will bung our nose over your way a bit.
That's what I like to hear, sharp and precise navigational orders.
Well, really, I can't think why I bothered to come here at all. Leslie is supposed to be the navigating officer, you know. I'm the one who's supposed to say which way the ship should be pointing.
Oh, you did, sir. Oh, you did, and you did indeed. And if I'd taken any notice of that, we'd have been halfway to Cardiff by now.
What? But we only had to head east.
Quite. But when you're facing south, east is on the left.
Yes, but this morning you said it was on the right. That's why I was at the wrong gate, love. Of course, I get it. Of course, it's to do with the sun, isn't it? Mm.
What is?
Well, east is on the other side after lunch, isn't it?
Steady, steady, Chief. Just keep following the coastline. We must be almost over the spot by now.
Then let's turn back before we are, sir. Look, I don't want to be blown into tiny bits by tins full of noisy nasty.
Don't panic, Chief. There's no reason for anything to go wrong. Or that any of us will suffer an early demise.
See what?
Or perhaps we don't.
Demise. They're the things the cats chase down before fold. I said that demise. Oh, well, if that's the attitude.
It is.
I see. Some enchanted evening, we will play some bingo. We will play some bingo.
That does it. I'm definitely putting in for a draft to another ship.
Now, don't be ridiculous.
Preferably one where other chaps don't take other chaps' girlfriends out. When other chaps have got their backs turned on other chaps who are out with the first chap's girlfriend, well, whilst a chap is waiting about, getting his ears chapped.
Now, look. Now, look, gents, please. Now, look, let's all be friends, eh? When you're floating about the top of six tins of ooh nasty, it's no time to have a tip.
I didn't start it.
Yes, you did.
For crying out loud, I wish one of you would admit defeat.
See what?
Defeat! They're the things inside your boots. Now say I.
Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein, chaplain. What the heck was that?
It's a depth charge, Goldstein. That's what we're out here for, actually. There are five more down there somewhere, and we've got to find them.
Well, that one nearly found us. Only about 300 yards to starboard at most it was. Did you say there were five more, sir?
Yes.
I'm on.
Bridge number one here.
Port lookout here, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein, chaplain.
Goldstein, what are you doing over there?
Put in as much of the ship between me and the next van as possible.
Get back to your proper station at once.
Aye, aye, sir.
And if you must run across over our heads, pick your feet up.
Aye, aye, sir.
always has to have the last flaming word, don't he?
Always. Chief, have the echo sounder piped up to the bridge, will you?
Oh, I said. Hello, ops room here. Beatty here.
A bridge here, Mr. Bateson. Number one wants the echo sounder. Pot to the bridge, please.
Oh, righty-ho, but I rather doubt if he'd like it when he hears it.
And why?
Well, let's face it. All that bing, 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 bing will never get into the top 10.
Oh, I don't know, sir. If you added a pong, pong, and a pang, pang, and a woo, you'd have the Beatles.
Coming up.
What do you think, Mr. Phillips?
Yeah, I think she's quite right, sir. It does sound a bit like a guitar, doesn't it?
Yes. It does. Let's try it, shall we?
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah.
No, no, the tempo's wrong. Or we were.
It is all right, eh? Here we are, sitting on top of five loads of exploding me bubble. And all we do is impersonation.
Gee, not even with the wildest stretch of imagination could that have been called an impersonation.
Hey, just a minute. It's changed. Faster. I wonder what caused it to do that.
Two down and four to go. Permission to desert, sir. Well, be quiet, Bert. We will just have to stay here until we find the other four.
Yeah, try to look at it this way, Chief. At least the odds of being blown into tiny, tiny bits are lessening.
Thank you, sir. You're a great comfort at times. But this is not one of them.
Come in.
Would it be all right if I left now, sir?
Well, it's a bit early, isn't it?
Yes, sir, but I rather imagine I've been taken out and I wanted to get back to my quarters to change.
Oh, evidently I didn't inform you. Troutbridge has put to sea. At present, she is endeavoring to recover some unexploded depth charges.
What?
Makepeace fired six a couple of days ago, and they failed to go off. Troutbridge is disposing of the hazard. Alternatively, of course, the hazard is disposing of Troutbridge.
Why, you murderer! You sit there as large as life, and part of you is quite as large. You sit there, and you tell me that you've sent my sweet little nit of a fiancé to his doom. How dare you do such a thing? It took me 4 years to get him to propose, and then what happens? You have him blown up and I'm not looking. Well, I'm not standing for it. The world shall hear of this dastardly deed. You deliberately pitchforked all my close friends and their pretty little boat out into a bomb-filled room. You tried every conceivable way of getting rid of my fiancé, just because he happens to be a lovable nut who doesn't even know what he's doing half the time. And now, just because all else has failed, you're going to have him blown up, and the higher the better. Well, let me tell you this. If anything happens to him, if through you so much as a bleached hair on his little blonde head is turned white, then heaven help a sailor called Captain Povey on a night like this. I'm going to stay here right beside you until I hear that the... Hello? Gestapo headquarters?
Is Captain Povey there? This is intelligence, it ain't.
Is it? Goebbels? For you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hello, Captain Povey here.
Hello, Bracewell here, Povey old man. Heard the latest on this recovery of the dub depth charges, do?
Obviously not. What is it?
Oh, a right old panic, yes. We've just heard from the destroyer Makepeace that she's had to return to port for the Barcelona because of engine trouble. They think it may be sabotage. If it is, it's probably been done by the same chap who fired off those depth charges that didn't go off.
Oh, good grief.
Exactly.
Not much of a giggle, is it? Never mind, there's worse to come. According to the latest report, there's some terrible old tug fishing in the area where those depth charges landed. Not fitted with wireless, of course, so no one can warn him.
Oh, good heavens, this is awful. If he picks up one of those depth charges in his net...
Exactly. Questions through the house and all that, what? Well, the way things are at present, I can't see you-know-who with a pipe and the comic raincoat letting a thing like this go by, can you? Heads will roll all right unless Troutbridge has disposed of the first.
Then we can only hope that they have. And then there were three. I just don't understand it. We're not moving. What's setting them off?
Probably an inquisitive fish.
Well, if it is, he must have got a shocking headache by now.
What on earth?
It's a tug, sir, and directly starved.
Hey? Oh, stone me, that's all we needed. It's Uncle Ebenezer and his tug, sir.
Oi, there, you noisy lot of morons! What do you think you're doing? Clear off, you're fouling up me fishing.
Fishing? Clear off fishing up you. But if he catches what we're looking for, we'll all be fouled up.
Go away, you stupid old git. Oh, I see, I'm getting a good haul here. Mind you, there's a little bit cockeyed going on.
What do you mean?
I've caught three lots of fish already dinged. The biggest two.
Did you hear that, sir? Did you hear that? He's got them. He's got the three whoosh bangs that we haven't found yet.
Give me the knife, Peter.
Ahoy there! You've got three unexploded depth charges aboard. Jump overboard and swim to us. We'll have to take your tug in tow
on an incredibly long bit of rope.
Why, you've done this deliberate. I could have retired on the amount of fish I've caught.
Yeah, and if somebody lights the blue touch paper on one of your tins of fish, you'll retire immediately. Swim for it, you old fool.
They come at last.
Oh, do they really? Oh, my word, you're pretty sight, aren't they, old boots?
Commander, may I remind you that as captain of Makepeace, you are directly responsible for this whole mess.
Thank you.
It was a saboteur aboard your ship that started the whole thing.
Was it really? Well, it takes all sorts, you know. He was a nice lad, too, when he wasn't leaving bombs about. Ah, coming alongside now, old Gartis. Yeah, mind you. Mind you, if you were to ask me, I'd say they were coming in a bit too fast. Yeah, I wish you had asked me. I'd have been right.
Sorry, pardon, Captain Povey, sir. Try to look at it this way. We might not have come back at all.
Oh, well. All's well that finishes up all right, isn't it, old waste pipe? But... Talking of waste, you're putting on a bit, aren't you, Povey?
Will you stop waffling? This is a very serious matter. I must find out what's happened to those death charges.
Oh, good evening, sir. Good evening. It's a lovely night, isn't it? You can see the pole star quite distinctly up there. Is that Mars? No, I'm wrong. No, it's Venus. Yes, you can tell by the shape.
Be quiet, Oliver. No. What's happened? Have you completed your mission?
Well, in a roundabout sort of way, sir, yes. Three of them blew up, and the other three we ever so slightly brought back with us.
What?
Yeah, they're on me tug, along with the finest catch of fish you've ever seen this side of a television commercial. Retired on that lot.
Forever.
Do you mean three depth charges are still aboard this man's tug?
Well, yes, I'm rather afraid they are.
We left her tied up in Dock 14.
Dock 14? Oh, now that's a coincidence. That's where Makepeace is tied up.
Oh, no, you can't. We've arrested the saboteur for Makepeace. He's already admitted that he'd set these depth charges with time fuses.
The last three are due to blow up in 5 minutes from now. That tug must be got out into the open sea at once.
His watch must have been fast.
You half-witted clowns, you've blown up me tug.
Never mind your tug, old corsets. Where's my destroyer?
Lummy, look at that smoke.
Yeah, and what a pong of dried fish.
Where is he? Is he breathing? Stand aside. What's happened? When's the funeral?
Hello, Heather.
Oh, hello, darling. Are you all right, then? What did the nasty man do to you? Did they try to blow you up, then?
Yes, they did, actually.
Well, just you come away from them. We'll go walk it in the dark together.
Oh, but I'm afraid of the dark.
Oh, well, I'll risk it.
There's still time for bingo, if anyone...
I'll come, sir.
Oh. Well, all right, so long as you remember one thing.
What's that, sir?
If we miss the big prize and get stuck with a teddy, he's mine.
You're very welcome, sir.